So what are you preparing?
Like salad. If I make salad.
Iman Gatour slices a tomato inside the kitchen of her family's Ethiopian restaurant. The kitchen is bright with shiny stainless steel and a black and white tile wall in one corner. The decor inside the restaurant features peaceful yellow-painted walls, clay-color ceramic flooring, and new tables with stripe upholstery chairs. Gatour says she came from a political family. They encountered troubles in Ethiopia. That is why they came to the U.S. Her father remains in Ethiopia, but Gatour, her sisters, and mother have been in Buffalo for the past 12 years. She says they take pride in their education to put themselves ahead here in America.
Our family is really, you know, hard work, really strong family. And now we're here, like, all my family is going to school, college. I'm also graduate from Buffalo State College, and now we open this business as a family.
What is it like now to bring something full circle for your family, to open a restaurant and be a business person in downtown Buffalo?
It's really pretty exciting. It's really, like, we are so happy to be in this country and doing this thing, you know. Like, it's really important for us, like, especially I was going to Buffalo State College. One of my professor, Dr. Ron Stewart, he always he's encouraged us, you know, like, to be entrepreneur. So I also have something from this, you know, the best way to be successful.
The family opened the restaurant almost 3 months ago, serving Ethiopian cuisine. And for anyone suffering allergies to wheat gluten, the menu provides gluten-free meals. Gatour explains that is the way they cook, fresh and from scratch.
We have, like, veggie dish also, and then the meat dish also. And the veggie dish is, like, there is no butter, no, you know, any fat, any, like, stuff like that. Really healthy. It's from the scratch we make it. Nothing in a freezer or anything like that. It's from fresh vegetable and, you know, can do it right away.
Gatour will be providing some appetizers for tonight's Buffalo Without Borders event. A celebration of Buffalo's newest Americans, the International Institute will host the event at Ashbury Hall on Delaware Avenue. It allows for everyone to get a glimpse into Ethiopian, Burmese, and other international foods and celebrates the city's new melting pots.
This event every year has evolved in a way that really shows that Buffalo is changing too. So we have many more businesses than we did a year ago. We have all these restaurants, we have grocers, and bakeries.
Eva Hassett is executive director at the International Institute. She notes that Gatour is an example of immigrants and refugees seeking what citizens desire, the American dream.
And who have come here in search of the same dream that my ancestors came here for from Ireland and Germany and Italy. It's really a very American ideal to build something out of nothing and work very hard. And I'm really proud that Buffalo can be a place that people can do that. And I'm really proud of people like Iman who are here doing that, and all the other entrepreneurs and human beings, individuals. There are many, many individuals that the International Institute works with every day who are working very hard to put together a life and create something out of nothing after very difficult circumstances.
Buffalo's high poverty rate has been linked to more refugees and immigrants in the city. But Hassett says she believes Buffalo is lucky to have these new citizens, making the city diverse and stronger.
If anything, I think people want to make friends with our newest neighbors, but they might not know how. So here's a way, here's a restaurant you can come to, and you can meet Iman and her sisters and her mother and get to know some people from Ethiopia. Or you can go to Sun and get to know some people from Burma. Go to one of the grocery stores on our map and get to know people from Bhutan.
Buffalo Without Borders provides an introduction for the city's newest population. And for Gatour, who has already established herself in this community, it's a chance to offer advice to others just arriving.
It's not easy, but don't give up, you know, and work hard.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.